This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
Former 24/7 champion, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Bear, I'm doing a show. Turkey, ducky, turkey, ducky. That's great.
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hey, hi everyone. Hello.
How you doing?
I'm good. We're good. Nice. Hi. Welcome to ENN.
It's on TV.
It's brought to you by
DoorDash.
Download the DoorDash app right now and start exploring some of the best New York has to offer.
DoorDash.
Get more from your neighborhood. Huh?
Hmm?
Huh?
Huh?
Let's say good evening to Michael.
So you're stroking me so I could stroke you back? No, it's not a stroke fest.
See, one of the things that Andrew said on the podcast is, you know, when people step on the drop, it ruins it. So Don couldn't help stepping, bigfooting on the drop. So now
no, I think that was me. I think I ruined it.
Play again.
Somebody big.
So you're stroking me so I could stroke you back? No, it's not a stroke fest.
That's
me. That was Pete.
It's me going, excuse me.
I apologize, Don.
It needed to be said, though. Let's say good evening to Don.
It's Michael's region, very strong.
Let's say good evening to myself. God's still working on me. I'm sorry. And lastly, good evening to all of us.
He's not a likable guy.
Who, Ryan?
Who, Ruco?
No, Kyrie.
Oh. And good evening to Russell Wilson.
Broncos country, let's ride.
All right. Bring the awkward. The awkward show is on the move.
Nobody brings the awkward like Russell.
He brings it, right?
And don't get me wrong, because I get this a lot on social media that we don't like him or it reflects poorly on his quarterback play. No. Great guy, great quarterback.
Good looking.
Clearly a great quarterback.
And great looking couple.
I mean, he has a beautiful partner, child.
Children.
Stepchild. He's a child and stepchild. He's doing great, but he's very awkward. Let's spend a moment on the greatness of Kyrie Irving yesterday. And let's hear from Jay Will on KJM earlier talking about just how great Kyrie was.
I watched Kyrie since St. Patrick's High School in New Jersey with Kevin Boyle when they were one of the top teams in the nation. And I said, this dude is something so different. The game hasn't seen what his package is. And last night was a prime example. Part-time, a quarter of the time, it's the time when he's on the court that is special to watch because last night was different.
Yeah, he's right.
He was absolutely unbelievable.
I don't want to overstate it, Peter, but watching him is scintillating.
Oh, my God, Michael, you're too much.
If you're a basketball fan, it's scintillating watching him play.
I'm good.
He was
scintillating.
20 of 31. 8 of 12 from 3. 12 of 13 from the line. 4 assists, 6 rebounds, 60 points, plus 36 on the floor last night. Don, I know you're getting turned off by Michael's language choice.
Scintillating.
But my God, man. He's unreal.
And we can make fun of Orlando being a G League team, but that G League team beat the Knicks twice at the Garden.
What a crazy. It's the efficiency that he does it with. I mean, Michael, what was the last 50-point game he had a couple weeks ago, what was he, 15 of 20 that night?
Yeah, very efficient. And how about the NBA? Two straight nights, 60-point games. One Karl Anthony Towns and Kyrie Irving. It's beautiful for Jersey. Two Jersey kids.
Yeah, I was going to say, big Jersey week.
Got 150 points. Tell me there isn't going to be a game where a team scores 200.
There's not going to be a game where a team scores.
You keep saying that.
It's except the All-Star game. That would be the only one.
I'm telling you. You're going to see late in the season.
Michael, what do you think? You with me?
I'm always with you, bud.
Here's the quarter breakdown, Don. 48, 38, 30, and 34.
Right.
And they landed at 150.
Now, they called off the dogs, obviously, in the second half, and Kyrie didn't play like the final 7 minutes. But let's say you get a better team, that game's a little bit more competitive where you can't afford to sit him, or you get late in the year where you don't have to rest anybody saying, listen, I'm going to
go. Okay, but Don, hear this. So take that number, 48, 38, 30, and 34, and let's up them all by 10. 58, 48, 40, and 44. That's still short of 200. It's tough. Michael, am I convincing you?
I'm convinced. It hasn't been done. I don't think it'll get done.
And by the way, Don, you know what it is? You know what we have to be honest about, Michael? I don't know that Don respects the game of basketball.
No. He also said I'm good when I said Kyrie scintillating.
Well, no, because I'm good at the face Michael, of basketball. Enough. Like, I like candy, but you're pouring sugar down my throat, and I was having a seizure. You got to stop.
Watching him is scintillating.
Special.
Oh,
he's
my God,
special.
Michael, you're too much.
I wouldn't even think to turn it on. So that's we're not even on the same page.
Because you don't care about basketball.
Right.
Like I wouldn't turn on Wayne Gretzky then.
Right. And that's your loss. But if I sat there and started talking about Wayne Gretzky and throwing out words like scintillating, Michael, you'd want to throw up in your mouth and you move on to the next subject. Tell me I'm wrong, Peter.
You're wrong.
But Michael, I'll say this in defense of Michael. If someone says turn on ESPN, Wayne Gretzky has 5 goals, I think there's a chance he turns it on.
Yeah, I would. And also, I think I'm being very fair. I don't even like the guy. I don't like his whole act, but I think he's a tremendous basketball player, one of the best ever.
No question there.
And by the way,
can't you just accept it, Dom? Why do you always have to fight me on everything?
And by the way,
because you're going a little overboard, that's all, and yeah. I'm just speaking for the audience.
Did you watch one of the baskets yesterday?
I was calling a game.
Okay.
But I found more entertaining, quite frankly, and you didn't even think to turn it on. The fact that you're watching Nets Magic over Rangers Ducks, we've got nothing to say. We got nothing to say.
I support the Yes Network, my friend. Well,
you are the Yes Network.
Ray Rowe.
The other
you're more important to the Yes Network than
Hal. Yes work.
What did you just say, Don?
You're more important to the Yes Network than Hal.
Hal owns the Yes Network.
I understand, but you're more important.
That?
I'm going to tell you why. And it's no offense to Hal, but tell me I'm wrong.
You're wrong. I'm going to say right
you
away.
You put Michael
wrong.
On talking, people want more. At this rate, Hal comes on, they're turning it off.
People love when Hal's a guest on this show. Love it. He gets more positive press when he talks. I've told him you should be on the air more.
Yankee fans hate listen. I'm not criticizing Hal. I'm think the Yankee fan. And I'm complimenting you at the same time.
Well, don't. I don't need it.
Would you say that Brian Cashman and Hal Steinbrenner at this moment are very popular with Yankee fans? That's my point.
On TV. I think they would still want to hear what they have to say.
Not more than you. I want to hear what you have to say. You are the Yes Network. So you're treating Kyrie like a lollipop.
Okay.
Oh, my. See Peter? You see? This is what the Zoom call was like.
Now,
this wasn't anything like this.
Let's stay with the Nets. Let's stay with the Nets here for a second.
Treating him like a lollipop. What a filthy image.
Ramona Shelburne reporting. Brooklyn Nets all-star Ben Simmons has remained sidelined with an irritation of the L4 disc of the lower spine, and hope remains he can return for a, quote, couple of regular season games prior to the playoffs.
That's good news.
Story soon.
Why can't we spin that as good news? They're not really going anywhere. They can't get out of the play-in, right, Michael?
It'd be very tough. There's a chance, but it'd be very tough.
Right. And why would you, at this rate, want to fight for home court in that play-in? So if he can get a couple of games under his belt and be ready for the postseason, can't we spin that as a positive?
Now that that's down to a couple, that's pretty not great.
Now, for those that didn't go to medical school like I did, an epidural is an injection for back pain.
And then Karen Veemstra says, wait, a spinal tap or an epidural. Epidural is just making you numb, and it works wonders, let me tell you.
I don't know why no one had ever said it was a spinal tap. So I'm going to have to push back against Karen. We never uttered the word spinal tap.
Great movie, though.
Oh. Mime is money. I just want to spin things positive for the Nets here, is what I'm saying to you.
So here's what you've done in these first 12 minutes of ENN. You pitted me against the guy who owns the network. Really smart and good for me,
too.
How
did I do that?
Michael Kay. People would rather hear Michael Kay than Hal Steinbrenner, who owns the network.
I'm just speaking facts.
No, you know what? But these things don't help, okay? Maybe it's time for me to go.
Don't help who? Don't help who?
Don't help anybody.
Why would someone get mad at you for something that I said?
Because I'm responsible for you people.
I love that. That was like every meeting we had. With
I don't
old
like it either.
At ESPN. Why did you let Michael say that?
Like we're marionettes for each other.
I was just trying to throw a compliment to my guy Peter, and he can't accept it.
But you know
where I'm going, Peter.
Yeah, it's a compliment that puts him in a weird spot, though.
Yeah, you're such a jackwagon.
Now you mentioned the game yesterday, the Rangers game. That is, let's hear Don's call of the end of that Rangers game.
Rebound taken by Zibanejad, passed over to Panarin. Here comes Panarin with Fox, possible 2-on-1. Panarin with a move to Fox, who scores. Adam Fox. Rangers win 4-3.
I think that would have been Don, that was the perfect opportunity for a great Jewish reference. Adam Fox lights the menorah. People would have said, sure, Hanukkah's 3 months ago. But still.
It would have them talking.
That's a great call. I got to tell you, that was your first game back, right?
No, it's my first game at the Garden. It was my third game back.
Wait, your third play-by-play game back?
Yes.
I'm a terrible guy.
Now, did you – this is a terrible question. You stand up when you broadcast, right?
Yes.
When you saw that breakaway happening, did you start to get feelings?
No. There's under no circumstances ever associate sports with those types of feelings.
Really?
I'm the person that thinks that they shouldn't have cheerleaders. I don't get it.
You don't want any association.
I don't get it.
You don't understand why Jerry Jones has cheerleaders in Dallas.
I don't really either.
No.
Really?
We better watch football. I'm in football mode. I don't. And again, no offense. They do a great job. They're all excellent dancers and all that. The flight crew with the Jets, terrific job. I just don't. I don't get when you're at a football game.
When you love football.
I got to sprinkle that in.
When you were doing pre and post for the Jets.
Yes.
You would walk past the flight crew and say, you shouldn't be here. You'd make them feel uncomfortable.
Well, I never would say that. I had no say.
But, I mean,
and again, it's different. No, it's different. We're doing the pregame. So if during a commercial break, when there's nothing to look at, if they want to have dancers, then that's fine for the people that hang out. But when you're watching a football game, like, I don't get the association. I get in high school, it's like, get everybody involved. So, guys play football, you'd have cheerleaders, like, everybody's involved. But if I'm paying all this money and I'm a diehard Jet or Giant fan, that's why I love the fact the Giants never had cheerleaders, and I go to a game, like, is that, Peter, do you sit there and go, boy, I want to see a cheerleader? Are you analyzing and thinking about the next play?
Can I tell you why you're 1,000% wrong?
Well, how can I be wrong with preference?
Because the cheerleaders are not there to divert your attention. If you're bored, I mean, there's so much dead time in a football game, you could look at the cheerleaders if you'd like. Do you lock into the schematic or who's talking during a timeout?
That's a good point. That's a good point.
How about communicating with the people
you go to the game with and talk about the game or what they might do when we come back from commercial break? I just don't see the association. I really don't see.
I do like when they have the lady who comes out and she like rides a unicycle and throws plates on her head. I'm into that. You know what I'm talking about, right, guys?
Oh, I'm very aware. Obviously, we've tapped into some of your dreams.
And so there's tons. Tons of female football fans. They don't get that any entertainment?
Well, I mean, they could be entertained by dancing, too.
It's dancing.
It's not a strip show.
Right. It's not you're a throwing dollar bills. You're not making it rain. What's wrong with you?
I'm sorry. What we're enjoying, what's distracting us, what's killing the time before the next play is the dancing.
That's right.
Oh, okay. Well, then I completely take it all back. I'm sorry. I completely misread the situation, and I didn't realize that it was guys and dolls.
Guys, this is an important moment. I'd like to say this 98.7 ESPN Hoops update is brought to you by Superbook Sports. Place your bets at Superbook Sports, where they will match you dollar for dollar up to $1,000. Visit superbook.com to get signed up and place the bet. Have a gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. And for this Hoops update, we can tell –
See, it's all unreal. The things it's that I've done to make you feel uncomfortable today, which was all done for you, by the way. That was worse than anything I've done.
Anything.
Today. Anything. I'm close.
If I fumble on any word, he makes a comment, sends a text.
Because you get the Duncan read. That's what bothers me. And when I want to show you're not perfect.
All right, well.
You're not John Cameron Swayze.
Rutgers is playing tonight. Chris Carlin will be in the nude. So there
and
is
you know
a,
why it makes sense? You can't spell nude without ND.
That's right. Oh, Rutgers, Notre Dame. You're a genius.
Thank you.
So at least there's a reason to watch one of the playing games.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Let's though talk about our drop madness bracket for a moment, shall we?
Yeah.
Tomorrow the games begin. The podcast went up last night where Andrew, Anthony, and myself broke down everything in all four regions.
Did a wonderful job, guys.
We enjoyed it. A couple of highlights. Anthony, do you have some drops ready if I were to call them out by region and number?
Absolutely.
I think you'll like this one, Michael. The 11 seed in the Michael region.
I'm up before the cows.
And then I eat them.
That was pure nastiness by me.
Now that's going to be up against the 6 seed.
Oh, stop.
Could go on a run, Don.
Good.
It could go on a run. Here's one Michael will find interesting. Let's hear the 12 seed.
Let's go to Ed in Waterford. Let me try that again. Ed in Waterford. I still didn't say it right. Ed in Waterford.
What?
What's up, Ed? That's out after the first round.
You're hoping.
No, now, I don't care.
Now, one thing we talked about is that's the third longest drop in the tournament. However, in the Peter region, there's an 8-9 matchup between the 1 and 2 for longest drops. Let's hear the 8 seed in the Peter region. By the way, did you guys know that Sade Badernois?
Sade.
What did I say? Sade?
You messed it up.
Sade. Sade Badernois.
Sade.
What did I say?
It wasn't Sade.
Sade.
There you go.
Sade Badernois.
Badernois. Wow.
You can't edit that. You can't touch it.
You can't. And that's up against this 9 seed.
Here's your chance to win a pair of tickets to the gym.
No, it's rumored.
Yeah. No. What is?
Sorry. Wow.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, what are you saying?
I do well.
Who are you talking
Hello?
To?
A lot of people thought you were talking to Andrew, but you were on the air.
A lot of people excited about the 11 seed, the forgotten 11 seed in the Peter region.
I wanted to be the cream filling of a Kirkshin sandwich.
Oh, my God.
And this one, you guys want to know one that's really aged badly now that we know this man so well? How about the 7 seed in the Peter region? Bills offensive coordinator Brian Daboll.
Okay.
It's not good.
Dable.
It's not good. It's really not good. Don, some highlights from the Don region. I mean, you know what it's like with Don. There are so many great picks. If you haven't heard it yet, the number 1 seed in the Don region.
Jam it up!
You know?
Now, what was that about, Don?
I don't remember.
Andrew, any recollection?
Oh, analytics. Jacob DeGrom at opening day.
Oh.
You want them to jam it up. Yeah.
Jam it up what?
Jam it up!
You know what.
Oh, there was rectum originally in that drop. All right. It's up against a feisty 16 seed where Don was very mean to me.
I think he made some salient points.
Yeah, because you're an ass. I'm making a prediction that's going to be
a run. Yeah,
that's going to be a really close 1-16.
You're crazy.
Because the other one's just screaming. That one is brilliant.
But people, let's be honest. Even though the scream doesn't win every year, it's hard to beat a scream like Jim.
I get
it.
And I'm not saying that the 16 will win. I'm just saying that if you're on CBS, they have no intention of going to that game. But all of a sudden, with 5 minutes to go, tied at 68, they're going to
Hold on a second. But yeah, but in the end, in the end, Jam It Up wins 82-68.
I think you're wrong. I think CBS would go to UNS. They have to.
Let's hear the Don 5 seed.
All right, how about that?
Just an absolute maniac. I believe the 6 seed could have a hell of a run. I'll tell you why. I realized that this drop to me is so Chris Farley making fun of David Spade. It's Don in his most Farley form. Let's hear the 6 seed.
Please, dear God in heaven, like me for 5 seconds.
Sounded like Farley.
It does sound like Farley. Now, last one I'll play today from the Don section, the Don region, would be, to me, a team that could go on a run, the 7 seed.
Not today, brother!
I'm telling you. The Jimmy Snuka Don could go on a run. Now, a couple from the Nether region. I know one man's very excited today, and his name is Mark Ballard, who gets the 9 seed.
There we go.
He's going to have a tough matchup, though, up against Andrew.
I got to give a closer look to Peter's region. Yeah,
I'll tell you what, the Ballard drop,
yeah,
that doesn't even make true TV. They're just going to stream that game.
Now, the number 1 seed in the Nether region, we called it. I think basically as soon as it happened, Michael called it. Here's the 1 seed.
Andrew, who would you say is the best Brazilian available I could find in the Euros?
Brazil is a South American country, so they're not playing in the Euros.
Oh, that's such a great drop and the height of stupidity.
The 12 seed's amazing, guys, because I don't remember it that well. There's been a lot of bear barking over the years. But Andrew pointed this out on the podcast. It's rare that I lose to Bear. And in this moment, Don, Bear literally is just louder than me and I give up.
Well, or... You know what? Forget it.
Go too soon.
Who's that going against?
Bear barking is going to have a matchup as the 12 seed against Andrew Gundling's Dave Rothenberg impression.
Do I look good in this suit, huh? I mean, come on. How good do I look in this suit?
Wow.
Now, you know, it was a big one when you think about show relevancy and something that was played a lot. How about the 13 seed in the Nether region?
Summer of K.
Big one. Yeah. But hands full with the 4 seed.
What's Thanksgiving like at the Carlin House?
Disappointing.
Of course, I mentioned this earlier. A very, very dangerous 3 seed in the Nether region.
You're a big boxing guy, right?
I hate boxing.
Well, this is the Elder region.
Now, by the way, Michael, I figured out that drop. I think that just because Harry's old, Don stereotyped him as liking
boxing.
That's
exactly what happened. Exactly.
You think he has a Jake LaMotta poster on his wall.
Right, a fedora when he watches the fights.
He thinks he's Burnt Sugar.
Giuseppe DeMelfi.
But in the Elder region, Harry will be up against the 14 seed.
Huh?
Wow.
So a lot here. And it's, as far as some of the regular names on the show, big seeding for Aaron Boone. He has the 2 seed in the Nether region.
A lot of people I listen say that I kiss your fanny too much and I give you too much credit.
What?
That could go a long way.
But by the way, dangerous. Because it could be a second-round matchup against the 7 seed.
Holy crap.
Can you imagine?
Very similar drops.
What versus holy crap? Anyways, tomorrow at 4:20,
it all begins.
This year we want the most votes ever in history for every single matchup.
It's so amazing, Peter, that it was 6 years ago that we had to convince Michael that this was a good idea.
And I still don't know if it's a great idea ratings-wise. Have we ever proven that?
Listen, what do we prove anything?
And by the way, what do we all understand about ratings, considering ESPN has just forked over $100 gazillion to bring Joe Buck and Troy Aikman to ESPN to be the voice of Monday Night Football? Now, the reason I say that is, we've talked about this a million times, Buck and Aikman are as good as it gets in the business.
Yep.
Literally. And if Dallas Washington was going to get a 15 share with Don and Peter calling it, it will get a 15.2 with Joe Buck and Troy Aikman. That being said, I'm very excited that the best football team in the business is joining us at ESPN.
Yes. That's the main thing. And until I mean, when does the – because they still – they'll give the Monday Night Football better matchups. At least that's the – every matchup they hope is great. When are they going to start flexing the Monday?
I don't know if they're going to flex, but they
all right.
They're supposedly going to get better matchups.
Which means of all the networks, right? Because you can flex to 425 on CBS and Fox. So you're always going to get great matchups. You got more games to choose from. And then the Sunday night game is always terrific because they can flex, especially late in the season. But there is a better chance, even if they do the work, Michael, that the Monday night matchups have the best chance of having some lame ones. So maybe the feeling is that if you get Buck Aikman on a, you know, you think the Giants are going to be better and you go up against Kansas City, say, when Mahomes is hurt, and that ends up being a dull game, then maybe the rating would be actually higher because of Buck and Aikman, right? Didn't Buck and Aikman make those Jacksonville, Tennessee Thursday night games better to watch?
Yeah, you hear their voice, and it's more important. Now, I've got a good conundrum for you.
Here we go.
If you're Al Michaels, and supposedly he's being offered a tremendous amount, supposedly as Andrew Marchand reporting, they're on the one-yard line for Amazon. If you're Al Michaels, would you take less money and go to Fox and do the World Series?
Come on, Daddy.
He's in the Baseball Hall of Fame, by the way.
I know, but he hasn't done baseball, Michael.
So?
In 30 years.
No, I think he's done games. I think he did some games for MLB Network.
Yeah, but again, at this stage, remember, he didn't even want to do a full, you know, 16-game schedule for Sunday night, if you remember.
Well, he's doing 16 games for Amazon.
Right, but does he want to do a best-of-seven series, crisscrossing the country, you know, doing playoff games? So let's say if it's, you know, you're going to have one of the league championship series. So
wouldn't it be neat to have – I'm just saying.
Oh, no,
have Al Michaels call the World Series again?
That would be great. I mean, I think very underrated team because we talk so much about Al Michaels and with Collinsworth and with Madden. I mean, him and Tim McCarver were great.
Now, it's a tough situation, though, man. You got to feel for our guy, the Leaves.
Yeah, I sent him a text today.
Yeah, to Steve Levy, of course. And we had a great team over there.
And they're still going to do games. I think there's five other games that will be done. It'll be done by Riddick and Levy.
Okay.
Just those two? They're not going to replace
No, I don't think they're going to replace Greasy. No. I mean, they're thinking about hiring Peter.
I would love that because I enjoy Steve and Riddick's work.
Steve is great. At everything he does, he's back into the hockey, which I know he loves, and it's a tough spot. But it's not like you got replaced by, you know, Laurel and Hardy.
No, I think that's the thing that makes you feel a little bit better. By the way, John Heyman reporting, Chris Bryant has signed with the Rockies. The Rockies make no sense to me.
I don't get it.
I mean, okay, let's trade Nolan Arenado. Let's not re-sign Trevor Story. Oh yeah, let's bring in Chris Bryant. Now for Chris Bryant, it's smart. He might hit 50 home runs there, Don.
Yeah, but he's stuck there for the next 7 years.
Is it a 7-year deal?
That's what Heyman's reporting.
Wow. Wow. They are the worst organization in the world. They really are terrible. They're either in or you're out. You can't be both.
I half pregnant.
I don't get it for either side. Yep. 7 years, $182 million.
Oh.
But you, like you said, you let Story walk. Nolan Arenado is so much a better player than Chris Bryant.
He was an A
defender.
Bryant's contract includes a full no-trade clause, so he handcuffs them. Well, what are they doing?
Well, we'll continue this on the other side. That'll do it for ENN. It's brought to you by Hennessy. Enjoy a delicious Hennessy NBA cocktail watching the game. Try the Hennessy Playmaker. Maybe the triple-double, all made with Hennessy BS. Go to Hennessy.com for drink recipes. Hennessy, spirit of the NBA. Always enjoy responsibly.
I've got to also admit one thing. Remember the ND line? You can't spell nude without ND, and you said I was a genius?
You stole it
from Shining Wizards, Kevin.
Wow.
Well, so he's a genius, not me. And
that
great
shows
listener.
You how good a person you are. You could have let it go.
I am a delight. I really am. All right, so is there more ENN? Is that what you're saying, Peter?
No, he did not say
that
at all.
Oh, so you finished it up.
I mean, I have more stuff, but it sounds like there's other stuff to do, so we can move on.
Yeah. All right, so 1-800-919-3776, a lot to talk about. We'll talk about it with you right here on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.